of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Kirk. May God renew it in goodness. And renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, and my brethren. Amen. This day marks the martyrdom of Saint Barsanophius the monk in the early days of the Islamic era in Egypt. He lived in the church of Marimina, an old district in Cairo called Fum al-Khalig. He worshipped God with dedication and piety. He fasted 2 days at a time, praying insistently with numerous matanyat ketira. Some wicked people accused him of cursing the judges and the Muslim sheikhs, Shaykh al-Islam. They brought him and they tortured him severely. Then they finally cut off his head. The Saint Barsanophius received the crown of martyrdom, his prayer be the sermon. On this day also the father, Saint Abracius, departed. He was from Upper Egypt and he became a monk in one of the monasteries. When he was 20 years old, he fought a perfect fight until Satan grew tired of tempting him. Satan faced him saying, "You still have 50 more years to live in this world." Wishing by these words to cast the saints into despair, the saint replied, "You have made me sorrowful, for I have thought that I had another 100 years to live, and I have slackened in my fight and in my worship. If this is the case, I have to fight harder before I die." In this way, he overcame the devil that tried to put slackness in his heart. He fought strenuously and departed in peace in the same year after spending 70 years of worshiping and asceticism. His prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also we commemorate the consecration of the Church of Saint Misael the Anchorite, by Misael al-Sa'ih, while Abba Isaac, the head of El Kalamon Monastery, was sitting in the monastery. A young man came to him, Abba Isaac made the sign of the cross over his face, as is the custom of the monks, and allowed him to draw near. The young man came closer and prostrated himself before the saint and told him, "My father, Abba Isaac, accept my weakness for the sake of the Lord Christ. Help me to save my soul and count me among your children." The abbot marveled, for he called him by his name and asked him, "Who told you about my name?" The young man replied, "The grace that dwells in you informed me." The abbot asked Misael to sit down, and he told him, "May God Almighty make you a holy temple, and now tell me about yourself." The young man replied, "My name is Misael. My father loved the world, which kept him from worshiping God, and he was sad because he did not have children. One day, he hosted a holy old monk and expressed to him his sorrow for not having a child to inherit his wealth. The monk told him, "Reform your way with the Lord, the lover of mankind, who will give you a blessed son." He asked the monk, "How can I go about that?" The holy old monk replied, "Live a perfect life and live according to the commandments of the church that are required of the believers. Do not stay away from the holy church and have a priest to consult with in all your affairs. If you do that, You and your wife will have what you wish. Saint Misael said, My father did all that the holy old monk commanded, and his words were fulfilled, and my mother gave birth to a son, me. When I was 6 years old, my parents departed. The father, the bishop, took care of raising me. He also took care of my education and of managing my money. When I studied the scriptures, I longed for the monastic life, so I came here. The abbot was pleased as a result of what the young man Misael told him. He entrusted him, the one of the elders in the monastery who trained him in the asceticism, in worship, and in the fight of the spiritual life. Afterward, they put on him the garb of the monastic life and the holy scheme. From there on, he lived a solitary life in worship and asceticism. One day, one of the brothers of the monastery came to Abba Misael. He found him standing up praying, and when he knocked at the door of his cell, he opened it to him. They prayed together, blessed each other, and sat discussing the ways to overcome the evil enemy. Saint Misael told him, The devil flees away when our spiritual prayers are sincere and warm. After they ended their spiritual talk, they praised God, and the brother left him. After a while, that brother came to Abba Misael and found him praying, saying, O Lord, save me. Look upon my weakness. Wash me of my iniquities. For my brother and father have forsaken me, but the Lord accepted me. When the brother saw how thin he was and how his skin cleaving to his bones, يعني جلده بقى يعني جلد على عظم, he cried and told Abba Misael, Your body looked like it has been burned. The saint told him, I thank my God, for he has given me my eyesight and my hearing to hear, my hearing to read the scripture or the holy books and hear the word of God. And he also gave me the strength to stand as I pray. When the abbot of the monastery heard about Saint Misael's asceticism, he came to visit him. Saint Misael told the abbot, My holy father, after 3 days, some people looking like soldiers will come and ask you about me. Don't keep me away from them. Do not be afraid or sorrowful, for it is the will of God. Also, you should know that a famine will happen next year, and I shall come back to see you at that time. After a while, the people resembling soldiers came, took the saints, and left. The abbot listened to what the saint said, and he bought much of the grain, as Saint Misael predicted. The famine took place, and wheat was in shortage. The governor came with his men to take whatever grains he might find in the monastery. Soldiers appeared and prevented him from doing so, and he went back empty-handed. The abbot welcomed those soldiers, thanked them, and offered them food to eat. They told him, We do not need any of that food. One of them came forward, took the abbot's hand, and took him aside, and told him, I am your son, Misael, and those people who look like soldiers are hermits who came last year and they took me with them. I ask you now to go to Ava Athanasius, the bishop of my town where I was raised, tell him about me and ask him for my father's money with which you should build a church in my name. Then call our father, the bishop, to consecrate it. The abbot did as Saint Misael asked. He went to the bishop and took the gold and silver, many books and 500 heads of sheep from him. Besides, he also received fabrics, jewels, and utensils that belonged to the saint. The abbot tore down the saint's old house, bought the land next to the house, and built a church there. While the father, the bishop, was celebrating the consecration of the church, Saint Misael and the fathers, the hermits, came and attended the consecration prayers. Saint Misael told the abbot of the monastery, Ava Ishaq, that he would depart from this world in the following year. Then they went back to wherever they came from. The prayer of these saints be with us, and the glory be to our God forever. Amen.